Yeah, well, look, as you say, we were told at the start it won't be September this year, and I know that people questioned that. They didn't think it should take that long, but I'm sure the contractor wasn't delaying it any longer than necessary, trying to get his profit out of it. But nevertheless, it is around October now, nearly November. But I do see now today they're actually laying the asphalt. The final wear and coat's actually been laid as we speak there. I just passed it earlier on. So I'm sure that's welcome good news. But it is very frustrating at the time of roadworks. And there's quite around the Twin Towns and other areas. And as I say, this is a busy, very busy road to the centre of the county, and there's no way around it. So I do acknowledge and I hear quite a bit of complaints, all right, from people, you know, that why this job's taking so long. It's been traffic lights basically on stop going nearly all the time, weekends and so on. So I know I come through there at the weekend myself now, but we're straight through at that stage. So the news is, anyway, that they're... that it is progressing well and it's nearly complete. And as I say, the final coat's on today, that asphalt's been laid right now as we speak.
So we're talking really, Councillor McGowan, a matter of days, maybe weeks, until we finally get that road fully reopened.
Well, I spoke to an engineer now, and he's not directly involved in this one, and he himself had been up there and seen them laying the coat. So he says there will be a few weeks of tidying up along the edges and the grass verges and that. But you see that the landscape near the side of the road has all been sown out. The grass is growing there, actually. So it really should be just a matter of days or a week. You know, you would think you can't see it how much longer it would be, as I say, because the final coat's going down. That's the wearing coat for the lorries and the cars to drive on. So hopefully now, but the engineer, as I say, I spoke to, he wasn't working directly on that job. But he had been trying to check it out for me, so hopefully, fingers crossed, no one was going to see him there a day longer. So welcome, it's a brilliant job. It's taken a long time to happen now, and as you actually, if you come down the other side of the town now, outside Stornorley, you'll see they're taking samples. Hopefully they'll keep that job going then to go to tender again on the between Stornorley and Killygarden. Like, we need this carried through the whole way, that N15 from Ballyshannon the whole way through now. It needs to be completed down to get to Lifford Lake. So it's a long time coming. It's an extremely busy road and you have an awful lot of traffic. So hopefully that they'll go to allow that to go to tender next year.
Absolutely. But as it relates to McGrory's Brae, Councillor McGowan, you'd have to concede that it would be inconceivable for those works to continue into the mouth of Christmas. We know the we know the Twin Towns is already absolutely chock-a-block, even at the best of times.
Yeah, oh no, absolutely. No, I can't foresee this going past another week. It'll be unquestionable for that to go on. So it's Christmas or not. It's this road is so, so busy, and that's every day, Saturday, Sunday, even in the evenings, the amount of traffic that's coming over and back there. Like, it'll be inexcusable for us to go on any longer. As I say, they're at least a couple of weeks outside their contact date at this stage, from my knowledge, because it was supposed to be finished in September. So definitely, I'll be pushing, asking more questions to see exactly to try and get a date for it. That the lights will be gone. You know, they can be working on the sides, but the side work seems to be done as well.